So starting your day with the Andy Summer Show here on XT with Andy. I'm Dave Cruz. I don't know, Andy, if yesterday you experienced hashtag splashdown.
Splashdown.
We have visual confirmation for splashdown.
Bravo. Woo-hoo. That's exciting.
It was fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't know how whatever you get for TV, but when you turn on your TV.
Isn't it funny how you don't even know how people watch
I can't say cable anymore.
Yeah, because, no.
But like for mine at the top, it brings up things you might be interested in. Like I guess it's got that weird algorithm
that
lets you know.
Yeah, you've got a smart TV.
So at the top, it listed, there's a baseball game on. I think maybe there's a soccer match on. But in the middle, it said on the Discovery Channel, it was hashtag splashdown. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. But it was, this capsule returning, the Bob and Doug coming
Bob
back.
And Doug McKenzie came back from Canada. Now, which is the first time in 45 years that they did a splashdown.
Wow.
Because usually they have like the shuttle just lands in Houston or something.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's cool is that all the other splashdowns have happened in the Pacific Ocean and this happened in the Gulf.
Yeah. And it was so funny for me to watch these space guys, all these NASA people get super excited. It was like all of us watching the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Watching these guys like they're doing the fist pumps, they're clapping, they're jumping up and down. At one point, like this capsule's coming down and two little parachutes open.
Uh-huh.
And the guy they're talking to goes, hold on. Those are going to go away. And there's going to be four. There's going to be four parachutes. And then four opens up. There it is. Four parachutes.
Oh my God. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, like he was the first to call. So maybe he won a bet or something. But it's funny because if you think about it, like you're right. These scientists get so bonkers excited.
Yeah.
But it's like if it doesn't work, Bob and Doug would be dead, right? So
there's
not,
reason for the passion.
Yes, yeah. They should be. Like they did a really good job.
And I couldn't make fun of them too much because it's like, they're super excited about this. I'm at home for 45 minutes watching it. So who's the one who should be made fun of? Right?
I know.
It was good.
Right. But otherwise, otherwise in your life, I'm sure you do other life-saving maneuvers.
Nope, that was it. Sat on the couch and watched the parachutes.
Okay. All right. Well, good news, though, is that today's Georgia Day, which normally would have no effect on Pennsylvania at all, except that so many of our favorite country artists are from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a fun Georgia-related...
It's very Georgia-ish.
...game that we're going to play.
And your chance to score a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags, or as I said last week, a six-pack of tickets to Four Flags.
Oh.
Whatever, it's all in there. You're going somewhere.
The math is the same, somehow.
Chance to win coming up.
This is the Andy Summer Show.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.